We all have an emotional junk drawer. It's time to face your junk by allowing Jesus to clean out the mess and organize the rest. This is Maria of Hope Will Arise, and I believe the God-centered solution to living life heals the junk people struggle to hide. Hope will arise out of the ashes of your past broken relationships, fractured families, and sickness. Through Jesus, hope will arise. Come walk a mile with me at hopewillarise.com, share in moments of hope, and book me for your speaking engagements.
Are you a new or established business owner that's in need of design, printing, or promotional products? Are you ready to move forward with a great idea but want a quality website, brochure, banner, business cards, t-shirts, and more? If so, TKI Design and Printing is your one-stop shop for all your design and printing needs. With quality design and affordable printing, let us help make your company unforgettable. For more information, visit us at tkidesignandprinting.com or call us at 855-546-9282. That's 855-546-9282.
Welcome to the Team Kingdom Impact Show, where we talk about impacting, influencing, and transforming the world around us. Tune in every Saturday from 11 to 11:30 on Word Cleveland. Here are your hosts, Willie, Rachel, and Eric. Good evening, everybody. Hello, Facebook Live. Good evening, Rachel.
Good evening.
Good evening, Willie.
Good evening, good evening.
And good evening to our special guest today, Miss Hicks.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. Awesome. Today, our show is The Lost Art of Etiquette, an exciting topic. Did you know that etiquette has a lot to do with more than just dining? I didn't either, so we're going to find out today, right? In today's show, we will be chatting with Antoinette Hicks of Etiquette Essentials, on the need for etiquette in our everyday lives and what biblical etiquette looks like. So I'm very excited about that.
I am excited about this. Okay, let me just take a moment and say how I'm excited to have my friend Antoinette in here with us today.
Right.
She's just an amazing friend. She has so much wisdom. And I actually met her when I was working somewhere about 3 or 4 years ago. And we had the opportunity to get to know each other very, very well in conversation. We would spend time just encouraging each other in the Lord, just walking through different levels of wisdom and going back and forth. So you all get to enjoy one of my friends that I'm excited to share with you as she shares a little bit just about etiquette. I'm gonna be honest. Growing up, I always saw etiquette was simply just dining.
Right.
It was, I remember as a young girl going somewhere to learn how to eat and where the table setting and how that's supposed to look and all of those things.
Which one is the salad fork?
Meeting Antoinette, I've learned, because I've had the opportunity to be her friend for some time, that it is a lot more than just dining. So Antoinette, can you tell us just a little bit about, first of all, what even got you interested in etiquette?
Well, you know, first of all, I'd like to say thank you all for having me here. I'm really excited as well. So what got me interested? Well, you know, first of all, I have 6 kids, okay? And yeah, we needed some etiquette in our home just to keep some order going. But on a more serious note, when I began to start reading the Bible and things of that nature, and working with kids and raising my own kids, I just saw that it was such a need, especially in the school systems and working with the students, that it was just such a need,
right,
where they need to know how to be able to handle themselves in any given situation.
Right.
And it starts really when they're young. You know, you begin to teach them when they're young. And a lot of this should come from from home. But I found working in the schools and with kids, you know, everyone comes from so many different backgrounds. And you don't know, you know, who's there to help or whatever the situation is. But the point is that etiquette is a need, and that it's really all about just behavior, knowing the appropriate behaviors to do in any given situation.
That's good.
Yes.
And I mean, just being honest, I wouldn't have put etiquette and behavior together outside of where I'm supposed to sit and how I'm supposed to sit. But when we talk about everyday culture and how people interact with each other, would you say that that is really the dynamics of what etiquette looks like? Is how am I interacting with you and knowing the proper ways to do that?
Absolutely. Yes, for sure. And you can really sum it up and with Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, the golden rule.
Mm.
Treat people the way you want to be treated. Mm. But I find that, you know, we've gotten so far away from it, etiquette, in some ways that it's really sad. And as, you know, this came about for me to really get an interest in it, putting God in the equation really makes a difference. You know, the Word of God teaches, you know, when he gave Moses the law, when they were entering into the promised land, he gave them the law and how they were to act when they entered into.
That's good.
But so that they wouldn't be conformed and start to change and look like the Canaanites, if I can say
right,
that.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So just to make that relevant to today, you know, we need that foundation, and God needs to be involved. And even though with the law, we know that the law showed us that we couldn't really keep it. We needed God to help us. And it's the same way with etiquette. You know, it's like rules that that we would think would be common sense.
Right.
And yeah, it's not just about dining. It's about how we carry ourselves, how we speak, how we write. Mm-hmm. All these things are representation of yourself.
Right.
Wow. And
right.
Go ahead.
So we have it as a lost art now. What do you think has brought us to that point of this, of why aren't we operating in etiquette like we used to, or what is the need to teach it now opposed to before? Like,
because I know when I was growing up, you know, we had a lot of, children maybe have had both parents in the home. The family structure was different.
Right.
Right.
And mm-hmm. Now today where we are, you know, it's really different. And God has been removed out of the schools.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And in that, we're coming up with our own ways and methods of how we think we should move forward in our lives. Where in the beginning, we had the Word of God to help give us guidance, and it was really our moral compass that gave us direction and how to live. Mm-hmm. But we've really gotten far away from that, and so here we are now, and without it, it's chaos.
That's right. It's chaos. I was reading something, and it was comparing etiquette, and it used it in the term hospitality, and so and as I was reading, I was like, man, and as you were even talking, and to your question too, Brother Graves. Eric, I looked at it. That's just my word. That's what I call him. But as I looked at it, I was like, man, hey, we've come so far from before, where you have our parents and our grandparents that would teach mm-hmm. you, hey, take your elbows off the table, sit up, teach you things of that nature. And because we've gone to a more self-focused society in a sense, and also because in some cases you have, just depending on the depending on the environment or you know, the demographic, whatever, you may have some single parent homes where that's not able to necessarily be taught. And so those things kind of push away from us being hospitable or learning how to have proper etiquette. And so we're just out here, not all of us, but the kids, as they come up, the next generations are coming up, and they're not having someone to teach them that.
Right. So I think I feel like etiquette awesome. Gives a structure, and yes. that's something that's missing. There's a structure that comes with etiquette mm-hmm. that allows us to know how to handle interactions with people, that teaches us, okay, this is what you should and should not do. But really, just to be honest, people are bucking against the system of structure in itself. Mm-hmm. So there is going to be this push or pull to etiquette and how to actually handle life outside of what we want it to be. So yes, when we speak to the aspect of etiquette, we're also speaking to just the overall structure that can be established out of mm-hmm. it. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Order is everything.
Right.
And without order, it's chaos.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There should be order in the family, you yes. know, from the husband, the wife, to the children, as well as in our government and in our churches.
Right.
When things are done orderly, things are decent.
Right.
And people know what the expectations are and so forth. What I see, and it's just not with children, it's across the board, you know, people from all walks of life, of every ethnicity, gender status, so forth. And one way we all have violated mm-hmm. the codes of etiquette, and this is often caused by a lack of exposure or knowledge.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's so true.
Yeah, and people are often unaware of the impression that they are making or unsure of how to act in certain situations. Mm-hmm. So
I like that.
That's really good. That's
I like that lack of exposure and knowledge part too. Yeah. I think because when we talk about that knowledge, we also speaking, when I think about etiquette real quick, this it teaches us this kindness, to be kind and considerate of others too.
Right.
So etiquette is not just me behaving, it's behaving in a setting where I'm considering others as also. So
I can definitely see how all of that ties into biblically how we have been called to present ourselves and to model Christ. But what I'm really excited about talking about after the break is just really diving in. You mentioned Moses and you mentioned the laws, but diving a little bit deeper into that so people don't think it's just a concept, but it's literally the way that God wants us to live out our lives to model him and to model what we're supposed to do as Christians. So we'll be right back after this break to talk more about biblical etiquette. Are you an aspiring author or part of a writer community? Do you desire to know more about self-publishing, speaking, and marketing? Hi, we are TKI Publishing, and we provide self-publishing education and support services. We have had the honor of partnering with libraries all across Northeast Ohio to provide writers with free self-publishing workshops on topics such as Blueprint for Self-Publishing, A Book and a Brand, and Speaking to Sell. If you would like to learn more about self-publishing or register for a workshop near you, visit www.tkipublishing.com.
Hey, Dave Sambor here, founder of My Health Architect, where we look to help people discover, design, and build their version of a healthier life. We all have similar needs, but when it comes to health and wellness, one size does not fit all. We believe individualized nutrition helps to identify key aspects of your health, which in the long run produces the best and most effective results. Find out more and take our free health assessment at myhealtharchitect.com and let us help you be successful on your health journey. Myhealtharchitect.com.
Staying focused is one thing, but when life hits while you're trying to walk in your purpose and assignment, discouragement may soon follow. Hi, I'm Rachel Scott, founder of the I Can't Come Down movement and Women's Conference. I want to invite you to join us on April 18, 2020 at the Parma Snow Auditorium as women from all across Northeast Ohio and surrounding states gather together to learn how to walk in their purpose and assignment with greater determination. Main event tickets are free and limited, and there will be a special breakfast theater prior to the main event. To learn more and register, go to icantcomedown.com.
We all have an emotional junk drawer. It's time to face your junk by allowing Jesus to clean out the mess and organize the rest. This is Maria of Hope Will Arise, and I believe the God-centered solution to living life heals the junk people struggle to hide. Hope will arise out of the ashes of your past broken relationships, fractured families, and sickness. Through Jesus, hope will arise. Come walk a mile with me at hopewillarise.com, share in moments of hope, and book me for your speaking engagements.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We are excited to be here with Antoinette Hicks, the founder of Etiquette Essentials. And we are just talking about etiquette and the impact that it has on today's culture, especially with it being a lost art that Antoinette actually helps to bring life back into, because there's so much value in it. So before the show, before we went on the break, we talked a little bit about the concept of etiquette, the impact that it has. But we want to go into the biblical, what biblical etiquette looks like. When Antoinette and I were talking, one of the things that she said was that etiquette is biblical. And I'm like, really? And she began to expound on that a little bit. So I want her to share a little bit as far as how is etiquette biblical?
Well, it's biblical in the sense that it originated with God. I mean, he was someone who established order and gave us the commands and things that we need to follow so that we can be successful. And I'm just going to speak at this point on Moses, when the Israelites were about to leave
Egypt.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And they were about to enter into the promised land, that God knew that they needed to have, the law, his right. word so that they would know how to live, so that they wouldn't get caught up in, if I can say, the shenanigans of those other ones, the other, yes. The Canaanites and all of them. And he would have us to live a good life. But even in that, we have to do things decent and in order. So making that relevant to etiquette, it's not just for children. It's for anyone. We all can improve in different places in our lives, socially, in our grace and manners. And when God gave Moses the law, it was a structure so that they would know how to go forth and to behave in mm-hmm. a social setting among those who were not like themselves, so to speak.
Right.
Because, yeah. so,
and to be an example.
Right.
To That's be an example, say. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in other words, that gives, and I'm just breaking it down, it gave them some boundaries to kind of stay within, not saying boundaries in a negative way, but saying giving, you said structure, but giving boundaries so that they know, hey, that's not something that we do because of either our culture or because of us being hospitable or whatever, but it gives them a line not to cross in order not to be like the culture that they were going mm-hmm. into. They may not have kept the same, you know, same likeness as God or the laws that they had set in place for themselves.
Absolutely, absolutely. Certainly gave them boundaries. And again, it helped them to be an example so that even Jesus came as an example to show us how to live.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And there's a lot of examples of that etiquette in the Bible. I think the whole Word of God kind of gives us points, and I wanted to point this out on Colossians in preparation. Colossians 4, 5, and 6 was one that kind of jumped out in a different sense. It says, walk in wisdom toward outsiders, making the best use of your time. Let your speech always be gracious speech, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. Wow. I mean, that was etiquette in a way.
Right,
absolutely.
It's walking in wisdom. It's making the best use of time. It's using gracious speech, you know, a way to behave, act, structure, and order, you know, a way to handle dealing with outside people.
So, that's good.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because communication comes in several forms. It's written, it's verbal, mm-hmm. Our body language, how we dress. You know, we're always communicating, and we just want to make sure that we're handling ourselves mm-hmm. appropriately and giving off the right signals in our communication. One of the fruits of the Spirit is self-control, too. And in that, you know, just some of the places I've been, or, you know, you just see different people. You can go in a mall or anywhere and just see all different types of situations. And but just to target the younger people right now, it's such a need.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, we had someone on Facebook ask a question regarding etiquette as a teacher or an instructor. So let's just, I guess the way that I want to frame the question is, what is professional etiquette as a professional look like?
Yeah, but she said specifically young professionals and how they should show it, or how they should use etiquette appropriately in the classroom.
Okay. Well, okay. Can the age group here?
So I think this is more. So the question that I was asking was more so geared toward just professionals, not necessarily just saying instructors, but just. As a professional, what does etiquette look like for me going into somewhere, starting a new position, or what would it look like for me to walk in there and making sure that I'm walking out the proper etiquette just in different industries? What are some things I want to have in place?
Well, you want to be able to greet people appropriately. You want to have you want to be dressed appropriately depending on what the occasion is. If it's dining, it could be a business meeting, you want to be able to have topics that are appropriate, if I could say. You would like to
well, let me ask you this. Would you consider in a classroom, because we both worked in classrooms, mm-hmm. would you consider classroom management a part of proper etiquette and how you manage the classroom?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And even for the students' point of view, there are etiquettes where students are that they're responsible for too as well. Right. You know, you set the environment, you set the tone, you bring what the structure, how you would, you know, want to manage your classroom. But even in that, the participants, they have a responsibility too.
Right.
I know when Rachel would come home, I know this probably was for both of you guys too, is she would sometimes talk about how she dressed, how she went in, and how the kids would actually, or the young ladies in the room would want to model how right. she dressed professionally. Still cute, very, very pretty, very, you know, but still very professional in a sense. So
I see Absolutely. What he did there. I see what you did there.
That was good. But absolutely. And as I said before that, modeling, right. you know, that's so important. And even it says for the older women to train the younger women.
Yep. Right.
So it's all relevant in teaching. Right. Teaching by example, and holding the hand sometimes and walking them through.
Exactly. So we're going to go to one more commercial. But when we come back, I really want to wrap the conversation up. But I would love to talk a little bit about the concept of modeling. Because when we're talking about etiquette, it has to be seen. You have to see it somewhere or have access to knowing how to do that or how to train other people in that. So that's what I would like us to lean into during this last segment of the show. We will be right back after this commercial.
Are you a new or established business owner that's in need of design, printing, or promotional products? Are you ready to move forward with a great idea but want a quality website, brochure, banner, business cards, t-shirts, and more? If so, TKI Design and Printing is your one-stop shop for all your design and printing needs. With quality design and affordable printing, let us help make your company unforgettable. For more information, visit us at tkidesignandprinting.com or call us at 855-546-9282. That's 855-546-9282.
Staying focused is one thing, but when life hits while you're trying to walk in your purpose and assignment, discouragement may soon follow. Hi, I'm Rachel Scott, founder of the I Can't Come Down Movement and Women's Conference. I want to invite you to join us on April 18, 2020 at the Parma Snow Auditorium as women from all across Northeast Ohio and surrounding states gather together to learn how to walk in their purpose and assignment with greater determination. Main event tickets are free and limited, and there will be a special breakfast theater prior to the main event. To learn more and register, go to icantcomedown.com. Are you a mother, wife, or employee in need of some pampering in an elegant and upscale salon? If so, visit Signature Styling Salon. Signature Styling Salon is a full-service salon open 6 days a week, Tuesday through Sunday, with walk-in appointments from 1 to 5 on Sunday. They are located at 4479 Mayfield Road, South Euclid, Ohio, 44121. Just for 1220 The Word listeners, if you mention the station, you can receive a complimentary steam treatment with any hair service. So book your appointment today by calling 216-848-1620. Again, that's 216-848-1620. All right, we are back. Hey, real quick, I want to make sure to mention to you all that if you are enjoying our program, we would love for you to become an advertiser or a sponsor. So to learn more about that, just go ahead and visit us at teamkingdomimpact.com, teamkingdomimpact.com, and find the several ways you can be a sponsor. And what I love about our sponsorships and our advertisers are that they are tax deductible. So you get to actually advertise your business, your event, whatever it may be, but whatever you pay for it is actually tax deductible. At the end of the year, you'll receive something. So make sure you do that. We are going back into the show and we're talking about etiquette and we're wrapping up the conversation. And the last segment of the show, Antoinette mentioned something about modeling, and we talked about the importance of it being modeled, etiquette itself being modeled. So one of the questions I asked Antoinette over the break was, if there was someone in the Bible that actually was modeling etiquette to us, who would you say that person would be?
That person would be Esther. And the reason I say I speak of her is because I think about how her journey was. And when they were picking, they needed to pick one of the young maidens for the king. And Esther was very modest. She went through a preparation time of getting herself prepared to be able to go before the king. So again, we see here where it was certainly her inner beauty, but two, her outer outerwear had to, you know, her outer body, you know, they had to prepare her and so forth. And she went through that whole process. She was modest and she was chosen.
That's good.
As the queen. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's really good.
That is.
When you think about Esther, and you just think there's so many biblical characters in the Bible that teach us something different. Each person literally teaches something totally different. And I always say that God intentionally placed each of those individuals in the Bible for a very specific reason. And sometimes we get so caught up in the event that we miss, why did he put Esther there? And the reason that I agree with you, he placed her there is not only so that we could see the impact that we as individuals can have, but what it looks like to walk out proper etiquette. Mm-hmm. What does etiquette look like? And the value of etiquette even then. Mm-hmm. Even then, in order for things to take place, there had to be some etiquette set in place. There were things that she had to do before she could even be presented to the king,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
And that's always been the case. Mm-hmm. Before you could even be presented to the king, there was always, you see it all through the Bible, that they had to clean themselves up,
mm-hmm,
right?
Absolutely.
And be presentable before the king. But yet in today's culture, we don't feel that we have to do the same thing to be presentable before whoever he may have us in front of.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it was for purpose. You know, it's not just adorning the outer selves, but there was an inner thing going on,
right.
And it was for purpose, and it was just the whole beauty of, you know, it all coming together. So
that's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So even, you know, when I think of our young ladies, you know, sharing and teaching them, it's, yes, you know, sometimes they get so excited about the outer part, but mm-hmm. you know, it's the inner part, because etiquette has a lot to do with character too.
I love that. And I think I was just thinking that is an inner outer thing, the mm-hmm. etiquette. And of course I got the scripture here. Colossians 3 says, put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. And I mean, just that example of just, that's kind of variations of that fruit of the spirit, but those inner things, mm-hmm. I think, affects the outer stuff, you know, the
yes,
way you carry
absolutely.
Yourself. The character reflects the outer man, you know.
Absolutely.
And because God looks at the inside, you know, looks at the heart, there's something to be said about
right.
having a certain kind of confidence internally that produces on the outside.
That's
absolutely.
So good.
Absolutely.
You know, as I'm thinking about etiquette, I think we always think about etiquette as far as just women. Well, I'm not going to speak for everyone, for me, but I want to ask you, what does that look like for men? What is proper etiquette for young boys, proper etiquette for men? What is something that could, you know, sum up what it looks like for a man to have etiquette?
Well, not only did it say that for the older women to train the younger women, it was the same for the older men to train the younger men,
mm-hmm.
and for their to know their role in life and how to walk forth as a young man coming, you know, being raised up to manhood.
Right.
And there are things that they need to have in place. I mean, we see now in our culture how the young guys, you know, their pants are sagging, just different things that if they had, you know, a mature father or whomever is that role model in their lives to help give them some guidance and direction so that they can be successful.
That's so good.
Because as they, you know, move forward in life and into, you know, their college or their professional, so forth, you know, they're going to have some things in place.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, is etiquette getting the door? Is that what that is, or does that fall into another category? As a gentleman, learning to be polite and gracious in the presence of a woman, would that be considered etiquette? You know, that where does, because it's more than just grooming, right? It's more than just
yes.
picking up the right forks, and that's inclusive of that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a behavior, it's a mindset. It's also, is it also speech?
Oh, it's speech, communication on every level.
Okay.
Yes. Even when you're writing, when you're writing, I mean, you know, your words are a reflection of you. And so communication is in the form of writing. It's verbal. It's your body language. It's the way you dress. It's your attitude. And all of that comes through your character.
Right.
So if you can get etiquette as, you know, help teach them these fundamental truths, it will just exuberate through their lives.
And you know, it's so powerful to be around someone who has a heart for etiquette, because I can say, even with our working together, Willie will tell you, I went shopping, I was like, Miss Hicks will wear this. I would find things, and what would be in the back of my mind was the etiquette and how to present myself and how to, so being in the presence of someone that values that, you will begin to value it too, which is why what you said, the modeling and the mentoring is so critical. Because I don't care what age you are always being influenced. You're always being influenced, and you're always being impacted by what's going on around you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And having someone to help give you some guidance on, you know, well, I'm also an esthetician. And in that, you know, I get into the beauty part of things as well. And just taking a person and looking at who they are, their character, just everything, and helping them to come up with their own style.
This is so good. We are so glad that you joined us today, Antoinette. Yeah. You can find more about Antoinette at etiquetteessentials.com. That's her website. And you can learn much more about her there. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate our listeners. And would like to invite you to visit us on the web at teamkingdomimpact.com. And like us on Facebook and Instagram to stay in the conversation. Remember, we've been called to impact, influence, and transform the world around us. Until next time, God bless.
God bless.
God bless.